everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Horror, Blood, and Coffee. I am super excited to have a special guest, Crystal Cleveland.
Yay. Hi.
Welcome. Oh my- we love you.
Your husband is killing me. Sorry, girl.
Yeah, don't mind him. Also, my very fabulous co-host, Jonathan Moody.
Hey, how are you doing?
So this is a special one for me because it involves my next husband, Kevin Bacon. Mm-hmm. The movie called You Should Have Left. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
By Blumhouse. So, yes. You know, there's that.
Well, which is funny because I didn't know it was Blumhouse when we first
saw it. I didn't either. And when I found out, I was like, oh, no.
But I was like, they better not Blumhouse us again.
And they did.
Yeah, they always do. Like, they have such amazing setups, and then it just falls flat towards the end. It's like, God damn it, Blumhouse.
Why? If anything, they're very consistent, though. I'll give them that.
Yeah, they're consistently disappointing me.
Yeah, consistently terrible on that, like, end of that. But, you know, it happens. And that was the thing. Like, I didn't know it was Blumhouse. And then I was like, we just did a Blumhouse movie. Yeah. Like, last episode, we did The Invisible Man. So, like, ugh. I'm like, well, we need to do one more. We need to have a third. We need to have a trilogy of Blumhouse. So we'll probably do one more in the next episode. But Jesus, you know, can we get away from Blumhouse? Like, yeah, are they the only ones making horror films these days, it seems?
Like, yeah. Yes. That's why I always support them, because they constantly put out horror movies. I'm like, well, that's something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're supporting the community.
I mean, even if it's a bad horror movie, you know, it still holds a small place in my heart. So,
me too.
You know, I give them that.
Except that one that we won't name. That
the
you
Secret
just...
Sex Lips?
No.
The other... Oh, yeah. The Secret Sex Lips movie.
Oh, wait. No, that was a different movie. Never mind.
No, you know what I'm talking about. You know which one I'm talking about. The one you absolutely did not like that you're going to do. Lips.
No, I don't think that was Blumhouse.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Uh-huh.
What was it called, Moody?
I don't want to say.
He's friends with the director.
You have to. Yes, okay, now I'm so dying. It is.
Wait, is it the movie that you're friends with the director?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. I won't say what it's called, but I'll just explain the Secret Sex Lips. The movie was colored so poorly that, like, the main male character looked like he was wearing, like, a pink rouge. And so we just called him Secret Sex Lips.
God, that's so weird. Color grading can really ruin everything.
It really can, because then it turned into, like, we kind of hated it, but then at least that had, like, the comedy aspect. So every time we would see him, we would just laugh and laugh and laugh.
So at least it brought something to it.
And ironically, we didn't end up doing it because, like, Moody didn't want to do it because, you know, he's obviously friends with the director, and I think he knows me and Derek are very vocal about our opinions. Right.
Well, he wanted the director to be on the podcast when we talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been awkward.
I know.
Oh, I've had to deal with that.
Oh, have you?
And he's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Someone wanted to come on after we pooped on their movie, and I'm like, all right, I have to stand by what I said.
All right, and there's a way you can be truthful and just, you know, respectful still, but that's hard for us. Yeah. We're still mastering that.
I mean, it's just because his movie sucks doesn't mean he sucks.
That's right. See, yes.
Well, right, mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean, like, all his films are gonna suck, you
true,
know,
true.
Like, or whatever.
I mean,
either.
Who directed this one? Didn't he direct Stir of Echoes? Did you love Stir of Echoes? I love Stir of Echoes.
He directed it and wrote it. And also, he was one of the writers for Jurassic Park. So, I love Jurassic Park.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Was it David Koepp? Is that his name?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. That's it.
So, yeah, well, that
was... I love Stir of Echoes.
Yeah, it's been like 21 years since Stir of Echoes, since they worked together, so...
I think that's why Blumhouse did it. Like, that's why they brought those two together, you know, or whatever. Because Blumhouse is very known for, like, that was their mission, was to find people, like, they're the ones who brought back James Wan and with Insidious.
Oh, yeah.
Because he and Lee Whannell had actually never, you know, hadn't made anything good, like, you know, like Death Sentence starring Kevin Bacon, you know. did not do very well. And so they weren't, you know, they were kind of doing some misses instead of some hits. And they thought, you know, why don't we just make something new that will, you know, get you guys out there some more. And it did. So yeah. There you go.
I mean, the one of the positive things I can say about this movie is the acting was on point. Like, I mean, I Kevin agree. Bacon, Amanda Seyfried, and Avery Essex. I mean, they were all.
Is that the little fantastic. Girl? She was so cute.
She was creepy. Like, right? She had a creepy aspect about her. Like, she was creepy. I loved it.
Well, she kind of reminds me of. Do you remember Dakota Fanning? I think it was Dakota Fanning when she was little.
I only because we just watched the Twilight series, and I kind of hate her in the Twilight series. But
yeah.
Yeah.
But it was the movie that she was. Oh, the show, the miniseries where she was an alien. Oh, of course, I can't remember what it's called. I don't know. It's pretty good.
God, well, if anybody bless, knows, leave a comment and let us know.
Totally.
By the way, is everybody drinking coffee or is it just me and Sam? Yeah,
he's not allowed to have coffee.
I'm not a coffee drinker.
I'm drinking.
And then I have to deal with him the rest of the day. So,
I'm okay. Drinking Mountain Dew. I should have gotten some coffee.
Same thing. It's okay. No, it's okay. I generally don't drink coffee when I do podcasts. Not when I do podcasts. Now? No, I'm saying when I do podcasts because sometimes it just upsets. Well, it upsets my stomach too. Sometimes.
Oh.
You know. So you got
the dookie.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like I love. I can't believe we're talking about this right now. But this is hilarious because the coffee cup that's like not ready to talk, almost ready to talk. Sorry, gotta go poop.
Right. I mean, that's why I drink coffee in the morning. It keeps me regular.
Yeah, well, also, well, we went from talking about Kevin Bacon's movie to talking about our...
Well,
our,
really, you know. We went to talking about Blumhouse movie to talking about shit. So, you know.
Oh, perfect.
It's a good transition. Yeah. You know what else works? Lily's chocolate bars. Like for people who, like, don't want sugar or carbs. Have you guys heard of Lily's chocolate bars?
No, but I'll write that down. That sounds
fun. Well... Be careful. They're delicious, but they cause, people like to call them fart bars because they cause really bad gas.
Yeah. I don't need
this. Now she's like, I don't know if I want to write this down at all.
I hear the
no, I definitely want to get some and maybe feed them to my kids.
It's like questionable. Okay. Like, it's like, you're like, ooh, should I do this? Should I not do this?
I'm like, that sounds funny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, I told Derek, I'm like, if anyone's ever stepped up, just eat that. It's a delicious way to keep things moving.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go back to this movie. You should have left.
You know, another thing I liked about the movie is there was like 5 cast members. Like, I really like very small cast.
Well, I love the cinematography.
And the cinematography was amazing.
Actually,
that was one of the best parts, I think. It was very artistic looking. And a lot of the angles and shots were amazing.
I think the cinematography and the, and the acting were the two things that really kept my interest in. Because, you know, Sam, you know, for specifically, I think Derek knows too. I don't know if you do, Crystal, but I'm not really a big fan of, like, movies and like set mainly in one location or something, you know. Like I like things to be spread out, and I like, you know, whatever. That's how I write. That's how I, you know, that's how I like my movies. But when I was watching this, I was like enthralled, and they could have kept it all in that one house, and I just would have loved it. Like it was. Yeah.
They
amazing.
Really were good at building up like. Anxiety and like you knew shit was gonna go down.
Yeah, the labyrinth thing. Yeah, no. I was like, nah, fuck that. Mm-mm. Because right. That just really like, I'm like, the feeling of being trapped.
Oh yeah,
really bothers me. But I went into this with no expectations, and I got to be honest, I kind of liked it.
You know, I liked it too. I mean, well, there's different categories of me liking it, but I also because I mean, Kevin Bacon's in it.
And he's so hot in this.
I've had like literally, I've had drinks with him, and like he's had to lift my head off of a Papa John's pizza box because I was passed out on it. That's another story, though. Because he's so skinny, right? It's like he doesn't eat Papa John's pizza, but he does.
Maybe he does.
So I want to point out the cinematographer was Angus Hudson. He doesn't have a lot under his belt, but he's got a few titles, all stuff I've never heard of. But yeah, he was amazing. So I just want to give that shout out to Angus Hudson.
I mean, yeah, the cinematography was amazing. There was a shot where he was on the stairwell that I just absolutely adored, you know, when I was looking at it. I had to actually rewind it because it was such a cool, like, looking shot. Yeah. Like, they actually go through this, you know. It's such an easy shot, too, but, like, you know, if you... hey, Derek, you're a cinematographer, so you know these kind of things. Taking what would be an easy shot and still making it look fucking cool is like, you know, the art of being a DP, in my opinion. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's what we do. We turn shit and try and make it look good.
Well, I think that's a problem, too, is I think people try to do too much. And it's, you know, if you don't execute it properly, it looks like garbage. So it's like, really, like, the simpler, the better, you know, as long as it's, like, done, you know, like, quality.
I think that's with every aspect of filmmaking. I wish people sometimes would, like, dial that stuff back.
Right.
And it's like, you could have done less and it would have been so much better.
Yeah, I agree. Well,
there's so many people, especially directors nowadays, that want to kind of make it look like, you know, better than what it is or whatever. So they overcompensate for stuff. And really, yeah, I mean, remember back in the day, like, or even like movies like, you know, Kevin Smith movies, they might not be the greatest movies of all time, but they, you know, but I mean, they look cool. I mean, they don't,
and they're really funny.
They're funny. I mean, it just depends on what you're going with it. If you're trying to make something that's, you know, artistically, breathtaking or something, then, you know, you might want to overcompensate a little bit. But if you're just making something that's supposed to be scary and supposed to, you know, kind of show dread, that's what this movie did, I think.
Yeah. So it is based on a novel by Daniel Kelman. I kind of wish I would have, because I have a feeling the book is probably, like, fabulous. I think the movie was trying to shoot for that. It just kind of, like, lacklustered. Yeah, at least for me, like, towards the end. The ending, it Blumhoused me. Typically Blumhouse does this to me. Like, it keeps my interest, like, up until, like, I don't know, the last 15 minutes of the movie, and then it Blumhouses me.
I mean, we called it, though. Like, I'm like, well, that's Kevin Bacon right there. And then the shadow, I'm like, well, that's Kevin Bacon.
I mean, it looked just like him.
It was obvious. Yes.
Right.
Obvious. I was like, look at that, like, body
Kevin
type.
Bacon has a very distinct shadow. Yes. So
I will
pretty much knew what was going on at that point, where it's like, oh, he's watching himself leave. Okay.
Well, I will say, this is a spoiler show, by the way. We did not warn everybody in the beginning, but we'll warn them now. This is a spoiler show because we have to talk about the ending and everything. And but I also want to mention that I like the what's his name? Stettler? Was that his Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
You know, the character. I did not see him as Kevin Bacon in the beginning. Like, I did.
She said, no, it's not.
Yeah, me, like, too.
That's fucking Kevin Bacon. Yeah.
Not until he started to get, like, beat up and, like, things kind of, like, coming off of him.
I saw it at the very beginning. I'm like, really?
For me, it was his shape again, even. Yeah. Yeah, his shape, his whole body type.
It was the voice. Like, his voice to me sounded very, like, Pennywise. I don't know why. I was getting so distracted. I kept thinking of it.
That makes sense, yeah.
Well, I want to say this real quick. Wasn't Kevin Bacon talking about wanting to play Freddy Krueger?
Yes!
Well, he's in the works of possibly playing Freddy Krueger.
I think that would be amazing.
Oh, I did too.
After watching this, I was like, yep, I could see it. I mean,
my two worlds, like, I could literally die a happy, you know, girl if he played Freddy Krueger.
I am so with you, girl.
I mean, I can almost see it. Like, he looks like Freddy Krueger, even without me. I don't know. I just, and his voice is so distinctive, too. I think he would nail it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I've always been attracted to Freddy Krueger, and now.
Now we know why.
I don't even.
It's all coming forward.
I don't think I can handle it.
Kevin, another thing, I mean, I know we were kind of talking about the ending, but let's kind of rewind a little bit. So, the age gap, man. I remember seeing the preview for this movie, and I already was instantly annoyed, because I'm like, ew! I'm like, it's not very realistic for Kevin Bacon and Amanda Seyfried to be married. And I was hoping that in the movie they would kind of, like, talk about it, and there was a reason for it. So there was, so I was excited about that, because, you know, ew. And I mean, the movie did. I mean, they talked a lot about it because, you know, from her saying, like, I remember when she was like, don't stay in the sun. You need sunscreen, you know, talking about his age. And then when he went to set and then the security guard was like thinking that, you know, he was her father.
Well, I have a question about that, though. Which, whose kid was, that wasn't,
you know. I have no idea. I was thinking it's Amanda's because they both had blonde hair. Yeah. But I feel it wasn't specified.
No, it was hers, I assumed.
I mean, I assume it just wasn't, like, solidly talked like, about. No, we're talking about the ex-wife and or Amanda's. Was it the ex-wife that died, or was it Amanda?
No. Like, I was thinking, it couldn't have been. It had to be Amanda's. Because they would have said, like, your mommy, you know, was blah, 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 blah. They kind of, so it was Amanda's, but... Then it got me kind of upset throughout it going, why is he like, I understand it's his secret to tell or whatever. It's like, you know, something like he feels like that should be something that he brings up. But like he yelled at her about the way she talked about her daughter, you know, talked to her daughter, you know, like that's something like if it's her daughter, she should be able to tell her whatever she feels like telling her. What do you guys think?
I agree with that, but I think that this is one of the places where the movie failed. I feel like it didn't recognize the time that these guys had been together. It felt like a newer relationship instead of a relationship that where they'd been married for whatever, like 10 years.
I agree.
At a point, if he is going to be trying to dig through her phone and all this stuff after that long, no.
I think that's where the movie failed was the lack of backstory and just like the investment of like the identity of the people and even the identity of the house. Like I felt like they could have dove more into it and made us a little bit more, you know, wanting to know more. So I felt like that's where one of the cons was. And I feel like it could have been so much more suspenseful and we would have been so much more invested, but it really lacked that identity.
Well, the fuck was up with that two phone thing where it's like, it just sort of came out of nowhere. And that's like, well, you need to leave, but you can come back tomorrow.
And then the backup phone kind of did annoy me too, because like, okay, so he finally sees that. Like, has this never happened before where she took the phone, you know, like one phone and not the other phone. Like, and I don't, it's not believable. Well,
she did mention that it was exhausting. Remember when he confronted her and she was like, he's like, it must be exhausting to like keep up this. And she's like, it is, it was exhausting.
Well, I will admit that I found out an ex was cheating the same way. And it wasn't until the phone rang in the pocket that I discovered it.
Yeah. So, I thought it was a genius. I've actually never thought, I mean, I just never knew that even was a thing, people having two phones. So when I saw it, I was like, that's pretty smart.
Really? You never thought that before? I've heard people having two phones and everything. And I think it's real. It's a real thing. So, I mean, them bringing it up.
I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, right? But it's just one of those things where I was like looking at it going, okay, if it were a new thing, I could understand, you know, him finding out like then or whatever, but it's like, as she said, it's exhausting. So like, I didn't necessarily buy it as well. Right. You know?
Well, and there was zero chemistry between them, like zero. I agree. Mean, I don't know if that was like a planned thing or just something to like throw us off. I'm not quite sure. I don't know.
The sex scene really legitimately sounded like the one we heard, and her saying, I'm so glad I don't have to fake it. I was like, oof.
I know, right? Oh, yeah, awkward. The dialogue. Some of the dialogue was really cringy, I thought.
Yeah, some of the dialogue. Who wrote it? Did David write it with somebody else or something?
David,
or
are we on first-name basis?
Yeah, we are.
somebody else, I'm making out with David. Somebody else did help write, but I don't know who he was, and he didn't have a lot of credit, so I didn't even write the poor guy down. Sorry, second writer.
Damn.
I'll look him up right now.
I love you, Sam. It's funny.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. There was only one writer. There was only the novelist was the only other person on there.
He wrote the screenplay?
No. It's just novel. He just wrote the novel. Daniel Kelman. So David Koepp was the only writer on it. Maybe he needed another writer. I don't know. Somebody to flesh
at
out
at least another
some
set
more.
Of eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but also Blumhouse, I think that's their goal, right? They're not really striving to make A-list awesome movies. Like, I mean, I think Blumhouse is just like Blumhouse did what
cheap
Blumhouse does. Yeah. I mean, so if we're really basing it on what Blumhouse does, they did it.
Yeah. Good job. I agree.
Well, I mean, we always want them to strive for better. You know, 93 if they can.
Minutes is how long it was, and even Kevin Bacon couldn't keep me intrigued for that long.
And towards the end, it felt like it was like longer than it should have been. It's like
that's true.
It sort of felt like I knew it was a short film, but then towards the end, it felt like end already. The fuck.
Yeah, and then when it did end, it was so anticlimactic and like just unsatisfying, like. It kept me wondering, because I remember at first, before I realized what was really going on, I was like, what is it? Like, is it the house? Is it a religious movie? Because, you know, they were talking about, like, sins and the devil, and devil. I was like, what is this?
Well, it kind of is. It's about his sins of his past and that. But even though, like, I don't know, man, I'm under the belief, like, I wouldn't say he killed his wife. I'd just say he didn't save his wife.
She took a lot of pills, and he like so. It just didn't make it seem like we didn't know where she got the pills from. Like, was it her pills? Was it his pills? Like, he was a banker, right? So he wasn't a doctor.
This is totally like what you were saying about backstory. I would have loved to have seen that their relationship, at least parts of it.
Yeah,
I mean, we see her as a monster. And I feel like that's unnecessary. I would have preferred to see their interaction, how miserable he was, because that's really what the whole thing was about. He should have left.
Right.
Yeah.
That marriage.
Well, that's what filmmakers do too. Like a lot of indie filmmakers is they want to like say it, like don't say it, like show us.
Right.
Yeah. Like if you have to say it, there's a problem.
Yeah.
And I didn't even fully get it, like, at the end of the movie. I didn't get, like, why, like, I understand, like, it almost feels like, because even they mentioned something about being in purgatory, you know? So, like, when I'm watching it, I'm going, okay, this is, you know, at the end, I'm like, okay, I understand. This is sort of like purgatory. He's kind of stuck in this place forever and ever and ever. But then I was, like, thinking, wait a minute. Okay, so if Stettler... Is like Stettler, does that, is he like a ghost that takes on the form of the other, of the person that they're doing?
I think it was implied he was the devil. Because the shopkeeper said, well, the devil builds a house to catch souls or something, and then God tears it down and then he builds it back up.
Yeah,
I think the house just becomes what the person wants to see, though. Like, I mean, what would attract that person the most is this house.
But then also, he wasn't the first person to be there. So then I was kind of wondering, I was like, man, I wish there would have been a little bit more backstory too.
That too.
Like,
yes. It's all about the backstory.
Like, was there other ghosts there too? Because like we didn't see any other like ghosts of previous people, you know?
Maybe they're trying to be careful of
that. Would have been cool, I think.
Of being too like The Shining. Because if you think about it, like, okay, he wasn't a novelist, but he was writing a lot. He was stuck in this house. You know, there's a ghost in this house. And on top of that, the long hallway shots and stuff, I was like, oh my God, this is like kind of like, yeah, very, a lot of elements of The Shining. And I felt like it was like, it wasn't a ripoff of The Shining, but it was like The Shining mixed with like Insidious and mixed with every ghost movie being made these days.
I felt like The Shopkeeper reminded me of the Needful Things too. I think there was heavily Stephen King.
Oh, that's slow-ass Shopkeeper. Now, that was so dumb. It's like, give me the butter, give me the bread. I just want it. Like, come the fuck on, just do something.
I think there could have been less of certain things and more backstory, and the movie would have been infinitely more successful.
It was close. Like, it's right there on the edge of, like, it could have been so fucking good, but it fell flat.
Yeah.
I mean, it was still entertaining up until the last, like, 5-10 minutes. Okay. You know, everything was pretty decent. There was a few moments where it dragged, but it was just so close to perfection, but it wasn't there.
And I think this, you know, we've talked about this because, like, Invisible Man had that, and like the twist at the end of Invisible Man, the twist at the end of Fantasy Island, you know, like they just like don't do that. Stop, you know, like Blumhouse. I mean, like the only person I feel like can typically do that is M. Night, you know, in a way where he's actually creative enough, you know. And so when he works, like Split had the perfect like twist at the end, you know, and everything. I thought that was wonderful. Then I watched Glass and I was like, oh, Blumhouse, why did you get involved? You know, like this just, it did not, you know, like I feel like they just kind of get involved and they decide, oh, we need a bigger twist. And I feel like almost if
sometimes
they just
don't need it.
I know. I feel like if they just left it alone, where it was just a house that just calls you and, you know, has you there or whatever. And then it was like he was stuck there and there was another person. There was other ghosts. That would have been cool. Yeah. That would have been great. But maybe that was not in the book. And that was why they wanted to keep it to the book. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought Kevin Bacon's way of how he reacted to him finding out that she was cheating, like when he was just so caught. I was so eerie. It was perfect. I mean, I felt uncomfortable. It made me feel too uncomfortable. And I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did so well.
Oh, yeah. He's such a versatile actor. Like, horror. I mean, just everything. Like, he can nail everything. You know, molesting kids, being killed. Like in Sleepers, you know, like, I mean, he just does it all.
Yeah.
Well, how old is he now? Like in his 60s?
62. He was born in 1958.
62. And his, I hate to say, like, he did not have a dad bod. You know, like, I'm not saying...
he has a good body.
Right.
I noticed that he had some titties, though. There was one moment where he bent over, and I saw these two little sacks just drop. Now I'm like, damn, Kevin Bacon's got some titties.
But then I reminded him that he is 62. So, I mean, for a 62-year-old physique, like, he's got it going on.
Yeah, it wasn't like... But I was, like, looking at it going, dude, he does not look like he's necessarily 62. Like,
I mean, it's no Wild Things, where Wild Things, there was full frontal, you know.
Oh yeah, Kevin Bacon always tells
us. I saw that. Crystal's look.
Like an Hollow Man, we saw his dick.
I'm like, Crystal just remember, she just envisioned it. you know, this was Kevin Bacon's first movie since 2016. I mean, he's been in like some TV stuff, but it was actual first movie since 2016.
That's
I'm
awesome.
So glad to see him. I would love to see more. Yeah. Really.
He's so great.
Like, and I remember last year we did on the first season of Horror Blend Coffee, we did Tremors. So I think every season we should do a Kevin. Well, he hasn't made enough horror films to do Kevin Bacon.
He's made quite a few. I mean,
Stir of Echoes was, you know, that was really good. And there's been a few. We could do another one at least, you know, for season three.
I mean, Flatliners is kind of horror-ish, I feel like, you know.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
And Apollo 13. I mean, it's not horror-ish, but I mean,
Hollow Man.
So I mean, it's suspenseful. Hollow Man. We just watched Hollow Man.
Yeah, like that's why I said you see his dick in almost every film, and Hollow Man, it was just hanging around.
It was just like a muscle.
He knows
dick,
what he's
though.
Got.
It was a muscle dick. I was like, no, not the muscle dick.
Maybe that's in his contract these days. You know, must be able to show my dick. Bacon.
Yeah. Well, in Wild Things, it actually wasn't supposed to be there. It was an editing error, but they just decided to keep it in because he was probably like, he saw it and he was like, okay, yeah, let's keep it in.
I'm good.
All right.
Because there's supposed to be like a shadow there. But
how's that an editing error? I've never edited and was like, well, that's an error. There goes a dick in my film.
No, I mean, I guess the error, what I read was the error was supposed to be, there was supposed to be like, you know, a shadow that, you know.
So it's a lighting error, or it's a CGI error, or they just got lazy.
Maybe, but
that's the error.
So that's one of the things too. I loved that even though this is kind of a haunted house movie, that the house was so bright and open.
Yeah,
I love really that. It's super weird, and how it was kind of how it was empty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It felt really hollow and empty.
I felt they didn't go far enough with a lot of the stuff. Like when they measured the inside and measured the outside, I'm like, oh, this is becoming cool.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't, they don't really do
it. They don't go far enough.
No, they never do. They fall short on a lot of things.
And then like the right triangle, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, what was that about?
Yeah, like who gives somebody, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
There's something about that I didn't understand because I would, pretty much most of it, I could go, okay, I get that. What does that mean? There's no right angles.
Yeah.
Well, it means it wasn't even, which we would have already known that though by like the water. So it was like, it was just an unnecessary step, I felt like.
I just felt like
uneasy.
Well, it's just showing that something was wrong with the house, but they didn't really it didn't go far enough with it.
Like, yeah.
Well, instantly, like when they gave him the angle thingy, whatever it's called, you knew already, like what was going. You're like, oh, okay, like it just wasn't. It didn't work because they gave
obvious.
It away. Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's giving that thing. Like,
well,
oh,
yeah.
Right.
And then what happens? Like nothing happens from it. Like there's no point to it being uneven and everything. Like it would make sense if there was something more to the story, you know, involving that. But I mean, really at that point, it's kind of a weird thing to like say, okay, this house is not even, so it must be the devil's house, you know? Like,
right.
That doesn't make any sense.
The devil doesn't like things to be even.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, hey. Really? Was that is that the take that we're getting from it? I don't know.
He's not a good carpenter. Jesus was the carpenter. I don't know.
Maybe Jesus needed
Holy
to come.
Holy moly. If that were true,
like,
that'd
make
be
up
really
our,
deep.
We're just left to make up our own movie, like our own meaning, I guess.
Well,
I don't think they even went that deep into it. They were just like, hey, just make us a ghost film. Here's some money. Here's Kevin Bacon.
And Amanda. Amanda did good. I feel like Amanda kind of was like, her character was so like lackluster, though. Like,
she's so hot,
she was
though.
Just there to be there.
Yeah, she was there for eye candy, basically.
Yeah,
you know?
She's so hot.
And
I was like, I could watch her all day.
Well, and she did. I mean, I thought she did as good of a job as she could, you know, because I really adore her and like everything, like Jennifer's Body and a ton of movies.
Yeah. No, I think she was written like that. I because she's a great actress. I just think. She just was written.
Oh, she's the friend in Jennifer's Body.
Yeah.
I didn't know who she was, honestly.
Yeah.
But that movie was dope.
Yeah.
She was super skinny in this movie, though, too. Like, super skinny.
I agree. I
noticed that. I was like,
typically,
dang!
Like a little more meat on my girls, but yeah. I felt the same way. But I was also like, didn't she just have a baby?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I don't really know. Mm-hmm. I don't follow her that much, but. Could be. Or it's because she knew that she was going to be on screen with Kevin Bacon, and Kevin Bacon's teeny tiny, so maybe that was it.
Right. I thought she did a wonderful job. I mean, especially with the acting with, you know, her and the kid, you know?
Yeah.
I thought they did a wonderful, like that scene when she explained everything, kind of, like, they did it in such a way that, like, I was actually, like, intrigued in it, you know, like the backstory of him murdering you know, his wife dying and everything, and I thought that was excellent. And especially even at the end when you find out kind of that he, you know, his guilt of actually watching her die but also not feeling guilty at the time, you know, because like he hated her or whatever.
But they didn't even show that. That's what upsets me about it. It's like, why didn't they show this tumultuous relationship between those two, the fighting or something? I just feel like it would have been more impactful.
Right. And it took a while. Like, I remember the very beginning of the film, like, we knew people didn't like him. We just didn't know why.
Well, we all know now that You Should Have Left is about him and his relationship and not the house.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. Well, yeah. And then it said, it told you, you know, it said on the thing, you should have left. And yeah, that was a, you know, double meaning for it, you know, saying that it really was all of, like the I guess the idea of it is that he should have left that relationship.
Yeah,
you know,
it wasn't the house. Apparently he could have never left the house. I mean, there was no time frame where he could have.
I know. That was kind of down where it's like, you should leave or whatever, and it's like, when, like, you literally wrote that like 1 hour ago and now it's like it's too late. It's
hey, been- but do you not also not know your own handwriting?
Right
Yeah. Well, maybe it was the devil's handwriting,
maybe,
you know?
I didn't like the shots. There was a few shots that really stood out to me. The night scene, like the shots of the house when they're outside, when the windows were illuminated. I mean, it was just creepy. Like, it, like, even though I know it's a ghost devil house or whatever, like, I want to go there. Like, I want to stay a night there. It seems really pretty. I've never been to the Welsh countryside.
Actually, I think the house was in New Jersey.
let's go.
But I know, wouldn't that be awesome? But the picture of it at the end of the hall was kind of creepy too, for some reason.
I kept thinking something was going to happen with that. Like, yeah. I thought maybe like the lights were going to go out, or I kept like really like keeping an eye on that or picture.
Have a figure in it or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt the same. But again, lackluster, like they could have done something with that.
And for all we know, it was changing like in every shot. We just never noticed.
That's true.
Yeah, it could have.
And then they did that a lot in the Haunting of Hill House with all the mannequins and or all the statues. They moved them and shit.
I do have to say there was one jump scare for me that got me, but I can only say it only got me because I was so bored and I just kind of was like losing interest. I wasn't necessarily like super focused, and so that's why I feel like it got me. So that doesn't really count.
Which one was that?
It was when they were in the. It was the bath scene, right? It was when she was in the bath.
When her hand
and
her, came.
Yeah, it was just really loud, and it was a simple just hand grab. But I was so, like, my eyes were glazed over by this point, and then it happened, and I was like, ah!
I remember I was chilling, and I heard, ah! And I was like, ah, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, see, even he was, like, over it.
Jump scares get me sometimes, but I don't consider that a real scare, because it's...
Yeah, right.
Jump scares don't get me. It's her fucking screams that get me.
Like, it doesn't happen very often.
And then I'm on edge. Like, what the fuck's going on?
The last time I made a vocal sound with a jump scare was the, what was that? The
We were playing that.
No, the movie that we watched, the show, the series on Netflix.
Oh, Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah, Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
Lady.
In the car, have you guys seen that?
Mm-hmm. It's been a while. But
well, it got me because like there wasn't any jump scares I feel like in that whole series, and then that one came and I was not expecting it. It literally terrified me. Like I could feel like my heart murmur.
Yeah,
and then I had to rewatch it because it was like that good.
That movie was that. I mean, that show was so fucking good.
I can't wait for the second season.
I know. I'm so excited.
And I think those guys are doing some other stuff too, like other shows or something. There's another show that Mike Flanagan is producing and creating so for Netflix. So they thank God for them, because Mike Flanagan is one of my favorite directors now that's out there making great horror films.
You know, yeah, Dr. Sleep was fucking incredible.
It was amazing. We're doing that for the Hollywood Boulevard podcast. We're talking about that next month. So I'm really excited about that. And it's on HBO Max now.
Check out the director's cut. It's on HBO Max also.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to check that one out because I haven't seen the director's cut yet. So
it's so goddamn long, but I like it.
Yeah.
For real. Do you guys have HBO Max?
Yep.
All right. How about you, Crystal? Do you have it?
I don't. Mm-mm. I forget it. I don't have cable. I only have Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, Shudder, obviously, and Stars.
Yeah. We don't have cable, do we?
No.
Yeah, we don't have cable.
We
haven't had cable in a while.
Well, let me put it this way. My parents have HBO Max.
Yeah.
We
just...
Hey, that's fair.
Yeah,
use their account.
Thanks, Greg and Anna.
Shout out to the real MVPs.
I mean, cable these days is like almost pointless. I mean, with all the streaming stuff, and it's super expensive.
My parents have DirecTV, and honestly, I'd rather watch streaming anyway. Like, there's really, I mean, you know, sometimes there are stuff like there's Pluto TV, which is actually like having DirecTV. Yeah, and it's got actual stuff on it, you know.
You know, it's been such a long time since I've seen a commercial. Like, I recently seen a commercial just, like, I don't know, a couple months ago.
Oh,
and I was like...
You were like, what the hell is this?
I was like, I mean, first world problems, right? Like, a commercial. I was like, oh, no. Like, I can't do a commercial.
Well, I mean, you see a lot of them when you watch YouTube, but they show them in the beginning or whatever, you know?
I don't really watch YouTube. I mean,
I'm the YouTuber.
Yeah, he's a YouTuber.
All my pro game shit.
Yeah. Hey, I get that. I'm with that. But with me, I feel since I haven't seen commercials as well in so long, I'm out of touch with some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are like, oh, what about this? Never heard about
right.
that.
I'm like that commercials with, like, everywhere. Movies. I'm kind of like in the dark.
Speaking of which, like, I didn't even know about You Should Have Left till Sam recommended watching it and everything. So I was like,
it's my bacon dar.
Yeah. So I was like,
I'm like, what? There's a change in the air. Kevin Bacon's made a movie.
And it's a horror film.
That's awesome.
Okay, here's a Bacon trivia question for you guys. Uh-oh. What was Kevin Bacon's first movie? Not TV movie, first movie.
Oh, no. I only know Footloose. But it can't be that, because that's not, too
it's
easy.
It's not Friday the 13th, because that was after. Wait. Was he in The Big Chill?
Yes, but that was not his first movie.
Shit. Okay. Shit.
Because everyone gets this wrong. Everyone thinks Friday the 13th is his first movie. They think that's the movie that got his, like, career going or whatever, and that was his first movie.
It might have been the movie that did get his career, whatever, going, but it wasn't. I didn't think it was his first movie. I know he had acted in something. Are you talking about, like, being an extra, or are you talking about being an actual?
No, his first actual movie, because he was an extra in a few, like, TV made movies. Like, his first two movies were like TVs, like a TV series or something, and he was just like an extra. But his first actual movie was National Lampoon's Animal House.
What? That's right. Wow. Oh my god, I forgot about that.
I know. People think that came after Friday the 13th.
No, it was 70s.
It's been so long since I've seen Animal House. I didn't even know he was in it.
Chip, yeah. He played Chip. Chip in Animal House.
That's funny. I need to rewatch that movie.
I mean, I do too.
Yeah. What was it? The scene, right? Where they had something in their mouth, a whole bunch of whipped cream or something. And remember they went everywhere? Like, that's a scene that always sticks to me.
John Landis was signing something at Dark Delicacies recently. I was so mad that I didn't get a chance to go down there. It would only been like $20 and well worth it, you know.
Was that movie in Caddyshack, which was made purely on cocaine?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, so Animal House was 1978, and then his next movie was Friday the 13th, which is 1980.
Well, I think he had a bigger role in Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, too, mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, and then Diner, and then AMC Diner, that was a classic. And then his next big role was Footloose. Footloose, in my opinion, is what really launched it. As much as I'm a horror fan, and I would love to think it was Friday the 13th, I think, honestly, it was Footloose. Because, you know, the horror genre, like, it's not mainstream, you know? Like, people, I feel like more people saw Footloose, and what did it.
And he was so hot in that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what with the body and the dancing and the,
His hair,
everything.
His little button nose. Yep.
Pretty much he could do no wrong.
Ren. And his name was even cool. Ren. Like, yeah. I haven't even seen the remake of it because I just refused.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Who was in that?
I don't even know.
No one important. Yeah. If it's not Kevin Bacon.
The remake of Footloose.
Oh, Footloose. Yeah, I don't remember.
Julianne Ho or Huff or whatever the fuck it is. You know what I'm talking about. Julianne Ho. But that's not right?
Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yeah, that girl. She was in it. I think she played Ariel. I don't know who played Kevin, though.
That's awesome. Not Kevin Bacon.
Yes. And then you know what? Another one of my favorite Kevin Bacon movies that's not even horror, The River Wild. Love that movie.
It's sort of horror. It's like, it's got a lot of thriller to it, you know?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that movie because it, knowing Kevin Bacon and having seen like a lot of films that he was in where he wasn't playing like the bad guy, mm-hmm. you know, seeing him do that when I was like younger, I was like, oh my God, dude is terrifying.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and all the acting, that's one of those movies that I literally could watch. Like if it's on TV or whatever, I could just watch. It doesn't matter. Like how many times I've seen it or like what part in the movie it is. I'm just like, oh.
I think some of the attraction for Kevin Bacon for me is he kind of looks like one of those guys who's like, oh, yeah. But in just a second, he can be like, rah!
Oh, yeah. He's so versatile. Hot. I love him. And also, he's in a band, the Bacon Brothers, which that's where I've actually personally met him. Yeah, him and his brother have had a band since before he was like an actor, really. Like, but no, they tour, and I've seen Kevin Bacon in my 20s. People may have called me a stalker, but I like to refer to myself as a super fan. So I went around to a few places and saw him in concert. So,
and where did you like? When did you like meet him?
Well, every time I met him, the first time I actually ever seen him was in Peru, Illinois, which was like in the middle of cornfields. I think it was like a 2.5-hour drive from where I live. And there was a meet and greet. And my very first question with him was, he kept asking everybody like what their favorite Kevin Bacon movie was. And of course, everyone was saying Footloose or Tremors. And then I got up there and I said, Wild Things. And then they just kind of stopped and they're like, well, why? And I'm like, because we get to see your dick. And then it was quiet. And then they all started laughing. And then from that point on, every time I saw him, he called me the penis girl.
So yes, that's awesome.
Hey. Is that, if she he saw you now, is that what you'd be referred to? Like still?
So, I mean, you know, it's been a while since I've actually seen him.
Yeah, well.
Man, I would love to meet Kevin Bacon.
Well, you have a chance. Like, if you, like, look up the Bacon Brothers. They have, like, their tour schedule.
I made my little notes here.
I mean, that's how you meet him. But, like, awesome. He doesn't like when you, like, he's not a fan of when you go see a show, like, if you just want to talk about him being an actor. Because like, he's one of those people that, like, really takes his music seriously.
Seriously.
So you have to, like, pretend, like, you care about his music when, like, you know, we really don't.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's so good. That's so pretty. So pretty.
That's funny.
Little tip totally. For anybody that wants to meet Kevin Bacon.
Thank you.
But, yeah, well, that's great that you've gotten a chance to meet him and you've, you know, hung out with the dude. So
I sent him drinks. We were in Kentucky. It was in like this hotel that was like a little, it was like an inside community. I don't even know how to describe it. I wish I could remember what the hotel was called, but in this hotel, there was like restaurants and shops. And it was, like I said, it was like a community, just a little bubble. But he was at a bar and you know, when you're drunk, you think you're like hot, right? Like, but you're not, because, like, your face is all oily, you turn into a mouth breather, like, one of those, yeah,
I'm like
right?
Like, red.
Like, in your head, you're like, I am hot as shit right now. So I remember me and my girlfriend, we sent his table over drinks, and, like, you know, like, I look back now, and I'm like, he got it, and they looked at us, and I, like, held my drink up, and I was like, I probably looked so bad.
What was that?
Yeah, I feel that, girl. Sorry.
Like, I wake up.
Yeah. Not my finest moment, but, and then one time in Chicago, because he actually played in Crystal Lake, which I know Crystal Lake wasn't filmed in Crystal Lake, Chicago, but I felt like I needed to go. Just, you know, as a ode to Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. But it was like in a gala, and you know, I'm like kind of white trash, so like I don't really know like fancy events. So I went to this gala and I, like, everyone was black tie, right? I walk in with my I Heart Bacon shirt and jeans.
Yes!
But so I'm walking down the aisle and everyone's looking at me. And then Kevin Bacon actually, like, looks at me, points at me, and is like, yeah. And I was like, I have arrived.
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
Right? It's when you're like, are that, like, weird person that, you know. My bacon shirt. I still have my bacon shirt. I need to wear it more.
That is awesome.
Yeah, you do. Or
especially Kevin Bacon shirt. It literally just said I Heart Bacon.
Why didn't you wear that for this? You know, like, I mean, even though you're not going to
Well, because no one's going to see it. Yeah.
I know nobody's going to see it, but still, I mean, you know, that's still kind of
a bra on, you know, like, on the weekends, like, I look like this. Like, I have two looks. Like, I either am made up or I look homeless.
That's me too. And I only put on makeup for y'all. And, well, I have to go to the grocery store. Yeah. But I'm going to wear a mask, so you won't really see anything.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to go to the I'm like, you know, like, my weekends, like, my hair is up, no makeup, like, whatever.
And you still look beautiful.
Sorry I look like this.
There it is.
I think we lost you for a second.
Yeah,
so.
I couldn't hear you for a second.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why. Sometimes it does that for some, you know, sometimes or whatever, but. It's okay. Can you say something, Sam? Because right now, like, sometimes you're...
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't know what...
I think it's because I was...
We lost you.
...in the helicopter, but nobody would be able to see it when I got set.
Is that when I did the helicopter on teacher shortage?
No, I meant, like, the penis helicopter.
Oh, I did a titty helicopter on teacher shortage.
Oh, yeah. Because the actor was supposed to look shocked. But he wasn't doing a good job of it. So she just whipped out her titties and went, whoa.
Because in my mind, see, I take something sexy and then turn it into not sexy. Like, I'm famous for this. So in my mind, you know, I did this, which was, it should have been enough, right? But no, then I'm like, whoa. Like, I'm like, like going around. And then Troy, who is also, you know, he looked a little bit too long, I feel like, in my opinion.
I think that's awesome.
I think gay men like boobs though, right? Like it's a
thing. Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And poor Derek, he's like recording, so he like missed it all. He's like, damn it. He's like, I'm like the only one that like really wanted to see it. And I'm
like, yeah, like she always takes something that should be sexy and makes it not. She'll be like, hey.
And then fun fact about Deborah Lamb, because Deborah was on the set, obviously, of Teacher Shortage, and they were all inside when this was happening. And I came inside and everyone was like, oh, Sam showed her boobs. And poor Deb, she was so mad because she was like, oh, I want to show my boobs. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I would have been like, I want to see. I love boobs.
Yeah, everyone wanted to come out and show their boobs. I don't know. It was a thing.
Like, was
boobs are
hot. I told
hot.
Troy, see, I'm like dedicated to do anything I can, you know, to make film work. Like, that's what it takes. If you got to whip your boobs out, you got to whip your boobs out.
Totally. And what, you got the look you wanted, I'm assuming.
The oh, look that I think you used, right? Wasn't that the look?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
The look.
So when you, if you watch Teacher Shortage and you see Chris come around the corner from outside and he looks shocked, it's because he's seeing my boobs. Or maybe it's helicopter action. I don't know.
It's just shocked, like, what the fuck is this person doing right now?
Right.
That reminds me of Elvira. It's awesome.
Oh man. Well, we are almost about out of time. But I just wanted to, first of all, thank you, Crystal, for coming on.
Okay, thanks for having me.
That's and awesome. We do basically at the end, we did the A, B, C, D, E, F, or A, B, C, D, yeah.
Double D.
Yeah, or whatever. Is it brawl size, or were we doing the...
I don't know. Whenever you said this, like, A, B, C, it just, that always reminds me of brawl size.
Yeah. Well, we're basically do a rating at the end of it.
We did it last time.
What am I?
No, not your bra size. Never mind.
what we rate the movie.
You're like a B. I would say you're a B.
I always do 1 through 5. That's way easier.
Yeah, well, I think A through F is good or whatever through like a grade.
Like a grading scale.
Grading scale.
Okay, so A is
a
good,
is,
the best.
Yeah, great, the best. And then F is like the worst. So
yeah, that makes sense.
I would not, Ben, you can give a plus or a minus if you want to do that as well. I'm going to give this a C minus, honestly. It was okay, but it was kind of mediocre to me, this movie. It could have been a lot better. So what about, who wants to go next?
Crystal, you can go next.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go a little bit higher because, like I said, my expectations were so low and it was better than I expected.
Yeah,
expectations are always changing anything. I'm going to give it a B minus because I think it was good. I think the cinematography was good. I think the acting was good. I think it needed quite a few tweaks and it would have been excellent. So some of the elements were there. It just fell a little flat.
Yeah. I'm torn. I wrote down C plus, and the plus was really for Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon was my plus. But no, I'm the same way. Like it was a movie. I watched it. I can't even tell you. There's only like a small amount of movies that like I've actually stopped watching. So it does happen. Like there's those movies that were just like, forget it. Like I'm wasting my time. But this movie, it did. It kept me entertained. You know, it was just the ending. Like the last 10 minutes was very disappointing and just like, oh man, like come on Blumhouse. I think we both said that, like come on Blumhouse.
Yeah, we did.
But yeah, for the most part, I enjoyed it. It kept me like in the beginning and the middle was really awesome because like, you know, you're trying to figure out like what the hell is going on. Like you knew something was wrong and you're like, okay, what is it? It could be this, it could be that. So you got to kind of play detective a little bit and try to like figure it out yourself. So yeah, I was gonna say C plus. The acting was right. Mostly great. Like Amanda and Kevin they're always excellent. I don't think I've ever seen a movie where they were bad.
Yeah.
I agree.
What about you, Derek?
I got this app called what the fuck, Letterboxd, where you get to review movies and shit. So I always give a rate after I watch a movie. I always put in this app so I can reflect on a movie. I gave it a 3 out of 5 and just wrote, it was almost amazing.
So would that be a C, I guess?
Yeah. Solid
yeah, six. Yeah, six out of 10. So I guess that would be around a 60. That would be a D.
Ooh, that's a D.
That's a yeah. D. Okay, well, there you go. So you give it a D. I give it a C minus, C plus, and a B minus. So everybody kind of give it a different rating, which is perfect. Actually, I like that. You know, we don't all have to agree, you know, on the scale. But
if we all did agree, it would be boring. Like, I know. I like that we all have different opinions.
Well, I also like doing it this grading system way because I think it's just better that we all kind of have like, you know, it's not on a 5 scale or whatever. 5 stars.
5 can be hard.
Yeah.
Well, you always want to do like a point or like, you know, like, I mean, 10 is way easier in my opinion than a 5. Like, because you can do like a 7 or, I mean, you can do like a 7.5 out of 10. But then, you know, you can't do that with a 5 scale rating.
Right, exactly. And you could do 5. No, you can't technically, but if you wanted to yourself, you could say like 5.5 or something, you know, 5.5, but like not on those like scales where you do your letterbox. They don't give you that option.
Yeah, you have to think really hard. Was it that good or was it not? Usually I go towards it wasn't.
I like his last review of what was it that was funny? It was Eclipse, right?
Oh, I think so. No, wait, it wasn't Eclipse.
One of the Twilight movies he reviewed, and I was like looking over his shoulder. And
it was New Moon. Jacob never left Bella, and Edward did. My wife is watching me write this. Send help. I can't type anything bad about Edward. Send help, please. If you don't see me again after this review, it's because she killed me and hid my body. I liked it more than the first movie.
That was my favorite reveal. Because it was, like, really real. I was, like, literally, like stink eye on over his shoulder watching him. Although New Moon's not my favorite. I hate New Moon, actually. Is anybody – are you a Twilight fan, Crystal?
Mm-hmm. I do like Twilight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people give me hell for it.
I know.
But
I know.
My reviews are so weird on this Hollow Man. I wrote, he's invisible and his dick swings.
I mean, that's
all you need to know. That's all you need.
If your dick doesn't swing, then I think that means you have a really tiny micro dick, right?
Child's Play 3, I wrote, don't fuck with a duck. The guy wasn't doing anything to Chucky, though. What the hell? Because he just shows up saying, don't fuck with the Chuck. But the guy didn't do shit to Chucky.
Did we review Child's Play? Or did I make this up in my head?
We reviewed the new one.
Okay.
Oh, I haven't seen the new one yet.
So good.
Oh, it's so good.
It is.
Really?
I gave it like a 5.
It was really good.
Perfect rating.
Yeah. Like it, so last season, we did like a lot of the newer movies that are out in the theater. And that's why we wanted to do that with this year. But sadly, there are no theaters really, unless you go to like the drive-ins, you know.
Ghostbusters at the theater.
We did. Yeah. Like, our theater around here, like, they're showing, like, old movies. So, it was between Jaws and Ghostbusters, which, ironically, you'd think that we would want to see Jaws. But I haven't seen Ghostbusters in a really long time, and I've never seen it on the big screen. So, I was like, let's do it.
Yeah. I would have picked Ghostbusters because I did see Jaws on the big screen a couple years ago. You know, but I have not. I have not seen Ghostbusters on the big screen yet.
Yeah.
So I would love to, you know, if I had that option.
You know what? I was rewatching Ghostbusters because I actually haven't watched Ghostbusters in years. I didn't realize how adult it was. Like, they see some, like, really adult shit. And I was like, oh, I don't ever remember. It went over my head, I think.
Over your head.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Disney. Some of the stuff I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, like she said something about like I want you in me, and I was like, "Ooh!" I was like, I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of adult humor and stuff too, and I was just like, because I rewatched it recently, and I was actually going, this is really good, you know, like compared to like I hate to say it, I don't think the new Jason Reitman one is going to be nearly as good as. The original like movie. The sequel wasn't, Ghostbusters 2 didn't have the same feeling that the first one did.
Yeah.
I think it's because they couldn't create magic in a bottle. And then the remake, I don't even want to talk about that because I mean,
I like the second one because it seemed to me like a completely different movie, but I mean, I still liked it, but it was just, it was way different.
Well, it felt more like the cartoon, which because what I've been doing some research on Ghostbusters, because the new one's coming out, maybe at some point, I think it might come out online or something. We should do that for sure when we do, when that comes out, we should do the new Ghostbusters movie. But what I realized was, like, the first movie was made, and the second movie wasn't made till like 5 or 6 years later after the cartoon had become a success. So, like, basically the company was begging them to do like a sequel, and Bill Murray did not want to do it. Like, he had no interest. If you've ever noticed, he really does not like to do sequels, you know, of movies or whatever. He just doesn't believe, he doesn't believe in them. Yeah, except for Garfield, but yeah. I guess that's because all he has to do is the voice, you know, so it's not...
Have you heard of why he was in Garfield? That shit is so hilarious.
Why?
Because he saw who was writing it, and he thought it was the Coen brothers, but it was somebody else with the name Coen. And so he thought he was doing a Coen brothers movie.
There is another guy, I believe, called Ethan Coen, but he's but it's spelled Coen. Like another Coen, like it's spelled like Cohen.
So he signed on without reading anything, just knowing that was the name attached, and he signed the script, or he signed the paperwork and everything.
Did you guys know you could have Bill Murray in your movie if you call? There's a certain number that you call. You call this number, and it goes to his voicemail. And if he's interested in the movie, he'll call you back.
What? You know. What's his number?
I don't know. Nobody will give it out, but there is a number. You have to find it. I don't know who has the number. I know.
Sounds like an urban legend.
Yeah.
I think it's...
If you say his name like 3 times in the mirror, he'll appear and like kill you.
God damn it, Bill Murray.
Oh my God, girl. That would be so funny.
Right?
I'll fucking kill you with satire.
I was actually thinking about, like, South Park did that scene with Biggie Smalls or whatever, where he goes,
oh my God, see, yes.
Biggie Smalls, and he appear, you know, but he'll be like somewhere else, and then all of a sudden you'd be like, you know, into somebody else's mirror. So it always made me think about Candyman. Like, how many people would say Candyman? How annoyed would Candyman be if he just keeps popping in other people's, like, mirrors and shit? You know?
Like, he's like, popping in, he has, like, a shower cap on and a loofah, and he's like, God damn it, I'm just trying to take a shower.
He's just trying to, like, live his life, and all of a sudden, like, he just keeps popping up in other people's mirrors. Like, you know, like, that always made me laugh about that, because, like,
that would be like a funny short to do, actually. I think we just came up with a funny horror short.
Yeah, definitely. Just people just totally keep popping up, you know, Bloody Mary, you know, I yes. swear to God, Bloody Mary must be annoyed, you know. Like, but anyway, yeah, so Ghostbusters would be great to kind of do for Hard Blood and Coffee when the new one comes out, but I have no idea. I think it was supposed to come out this summer, yeah. And then, you know, shit kind of...
Well, it's funny, when we were watching Ghostbusters, it, like, was playing the previews, and it was hilarious because, like, all the previews to these movies were, like, you know, coming out in April. And, like, they didn't come out, and then the next one would be, like, coming out in May, and, like, nothing. I was like, dang, I don't even know half these movies existed.
Yeah.
There's a new, like, Black Widow movie coming out that was supposed to come out already, but it's not.
I don't get that. Like, didn't she fucking die? What's the point of even watching it?
It's supposed to be like a prequel, basically, or whatever.
I hate that.
What's the point of even watching it? Like, we know where her character is.
Money, that's the point.
Unless if it's like alternate dimensions. That's
no, true. I mean, it's a more backstory on her character, I guess. So
she's
never
showing up again. It just doesn't make sense.
And I'm with you.
It's Iron Man in that one too, and he died as well. So, like, it's just... I mean, spoiler alert.
Yeah, I was
sorry.
Confused. I thought she wanted to be killed off, right? Isn't that the story? Like, she wanted to because she wanted to get out of it.
Well, yeah,
doing a prequel. I mean, I don't get it.
Well, she was contracted to be in, you know, so many or whatever, yeah. Or, you know, so.
But then I read where she said she wanted to get out. Like, she was ready to get out.
No, all of them are. Like,
then why do a prequel, though? Because I feel like that's really not out.
I mean, Captain America's done. All of them are done. So, and they've been doing them for so long. Pretty much the only people that are, like, left are, like, Thor and a couple of the other people that are, like, newer, you know? So.
I mean, I like to call Scarlett Whore Hansen. because what movie was she in that, oh my God, I hated her? Well, she was a cheater. He's just not that into you. Did you guys ever see that movie?
He's not that into you? Yeah. I've seen it years ago.
Yeah, she's the cheater with Bradley Cooper, which, I mean, who wouldn't be, but still. So I always name her. So since that movie, it really affected me that much. She's always Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah, we can't watch a movie with her. She's like, she makes me angry.
She does.
Jesus, it's just Scarlett Johansson.
That just means it's good writing, though. Like, if I can hold a grudge over a person I don't even know, like a fictional character, you've done your job right.
And that means she did it right. She made you angry.
Oh, she's she's been in like some Woody Allen movies and stuff, always playing a cheater. So Well, I mean, Woody Allen does that with all his movies, and it really annoys me because like I would think you would try to get away from that image of being that kind of person or whatever,
especially with his back.
Right.
With all the stuff that's happened to him in the past, you would think that he would try to like recreate his image. He doesn't give a fuck. You know, he always casts younger people to be in love with him. And I'm like, this is, you know, like, you would think if you were trying to make people think like you're a different person, you would do things differently in your movies, you know, or whatever. But he gives no fucks. Like, he doesn't care. He's an old man. Like, he's just like, hey, let me have Scarlett Johansson as my girlfriend. You know, people will believe it.
Well, I'm glad we took a turn because this is like the first time I think when we hit the hour mark, we like actually were stayed on topic. And I was like a little like, dang, we stayed on topic, but now we haven't. So I'm like, okay, good. Now
it's
we're back.
Past the hour. It's past
we're
the
back.
Hour. You know, well, I mean, which is great because generally we do go off topic on a lot of stuff.
All the time.
And it takes us a while to get back to what we're, you know, original stuff.
But we even gave a score.
Yeah, so, we did it all. So
it's perfect though. Like Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, you know, the game. So it's perfect. We can like probably tie it all back for all the movies we just talked about. We could tie it back to Kevin Bacon.
I like doing that with myself. I can always tie movies back to myself.
He's never been a Marvel superhero yet though. That needs to be next and somewhere in there.
I could see him as Magneto.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be good. Because was it Ian McKellen? Isn't he's still alive, right? Ian McKellen, the guy who plays Magneto. So, I mean, if somehow or another Ian decides to leave, or because now Marvel owns, you know, X-Men and everything because of Fox, I wonder
who did
if
he played X-Men. He was somebody in X-Men.
Who, Kevin?
Was that in First Class or something? I know he was in Super.
Kevin Bacon was a villain in X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember which one. Don't hate me, but I'm not a huge superhero. Like, I've only watched a lot of shit because of this guy. So, but I do watch everything Kevin Bacon, even like the shitty movies, like that dog movie, Skip or whatever. My dog Skip.
Oh, I never saw that.
But you don't. I mean, spoiler alert: you don't get to see his penis. So I watched X-Men just because Kevin Bacon was in it. I think it was First Class.
It was First Class. Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays Sebastian Shaw is the character's name and everything.
My favorite Kevin Bacon movie is still Super.
Oh, that's right. Well, he was just, he was the villain in that.
Fucking super. Well, he wouldn't like it because he gets his penis shot off.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Oh. She wouldn't like it.
I think I blocked it out.
You're like,
that's horrible.
You're like, I've seen it, you know, I've seen his penis in all these movies, and I don't want to shot off.
If his penis ever got shot off, I would jump on it like a fucking grenade. That's mine!
Oh, jump on it like that. I thought you meant like legs spread open.
No! Oh!
Take it however you want.
Oh, wow.
Derek, taking it to another level. I thought she meant saving it. Yeah.
Like. I thought she meant saving it too, but
I did. And actually, in my defense, I really did mean saving
it. All I heard was jumping on it and penis. So, you know.
But that makes sense too at all.
No, that does too. And was it
doing, like one of those like kick around where you like float?
Like a spinner?
I could just see her keeping it in like a glass case or something, you know.
It would be, you know, like in Beauty and the Beast where they keep the rose in that glass thing. Like it'd just be his dick.
But would it be like, you know, would it be like deteriorating or something? Like, well, I mean,
oh man, that's the whole point of that.
You could leather it.
it keeps it alive. And then when it starts to, like, that means he's dying. Like, if it, like,
yeah, just like the rose.
Yeah, makes sense. It's like,
you have little, like, skin falling off.
No. It just goes from super erect to just.
Yeah, classic. And it just poops into dust.
I'm wondering what Kevin Classic. Bacon would think of this conversation.
And I would snort it. I would snort his dick dust. I'd be like, so you'd be with me forever.
You should just put it in a plant and have it grow into like a little dick plant.
So it'd grow
little
more
Kevin Bacon dick plant.
Yeah.
Okay, that is a fantastic idea for a movie there,
we
too.
Went,
that
like,
is so weird.
just tons of Kevin Bacon dick plants.
Like Animal Crossing, it. I'm just like going to harvest some dicks.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I'd be rich. Like, I'd probably make a lot of money.
Yeah, totally. They'll be worth more than turnips. Just start selling Kevin Bacon dicks to your islanders.
Buy them for 60, sell them for 140.
Animal Crossing is going to sue us. Hey, there's not dicks in our games,
no.
Guys.
Honestly, Kevin Bacon, if he does ever hear those, which he won't, he would be like, oh, yeah. Like, it's expected. I mean, I am penis girl to him.
Like, that's so dick like, girl. Yeah. I've been missing her.
Right. He'd be like, of course she's talking about my penis.
What was it? Like, we were talking about something, then I referred to it as a ding-a-ling, and you're like, man, you have a way to make everything unsexy.
Yeah. You said something, ding-a-ling. I was like, well, ding-a-ling? What is dick?
Ding-a-ling.
Yeah.
The dingo, Rachel, baby.
Ding-a-ling. Yeah. All right, Moody. So you want to wrap it up now?
All right. No, it's fine. I love this. This is awesome. Like, I think this is a great show. I want to thank you, Crystal, for coming on the show.
Yes,
this
thank you.
Awesome.
You gotta come back.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. I will. Just let me know.
And so tell us a little bit about your podcast that you do.
Oh, Gruesome?
Yeah.
So I'm on Gruesome Magazine's podcast and Decades of Horror 80s, which is also through the same crew. Decades of Horror, we only do once a month where we review an 80s movie. Gruesome is the newest streaming on demand movies. We review those. So we do two a week, sometimes three. Yeah.
You haven't done this one yet.
This week's?
Yeah. I mean, you haven't done You Should Have Left, right? Like, as a movie.
They did it on H&R. We've got through the crew, they have H&R, which is Horror News Radio, and they review the ones that typically go to the theaters, which technically this would have been at the theater.
Yeah. Right? This was supposed to be. I was glad that the price dropped. Did you guys buy it before
yes,
when the price
I'm so
dropped?
Glad
we
I
didn't
did.
Even buy it because I just
or
knew.
Rent it.
We rented
or,
it.
No.
Yeah. Well, the did you rent it for $20 or did you rent it for
$5.99?
It was like
$6. Yeah.
Yeah, $5.99.
That's what I rented it for too. I was so glad when that happened because
yes,
I was
too.
Like I didn't want. I mean, no offense, but I didn't want to spend $20.
I didn't want to buy it because I knew it was one of those movies that I probably will never watch again. So
And I will never watch it again.
Because he was gonna buy it, and even the Kevin Bacon fan I am, I was like, nah. I'm like, no.
Well, I mean, the only reason I would have bought it is maybe shown it to some people who might be interested in checking it out. But I don't know if I'd want
to
watch it again, honestly.
Yeah, I don't need to.
Like, I've seen it once. It's fine.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, there's no dicks.
No. But I could see having it on, and I work and listen to things.
Yeah, if it was on in the background, I would keep it on. Mm-hmm. But I don't think, like, I would buy it and then, like, actively sit down and be like, hey, it's movie night. What do you want to watch? Hey, let's watch that movie again.
Yeah. So, well, there you go. So, if you have seen this movie, you know, let us know what you guys think of the of our review.
Chris is really going to be upset that he missed this last topic of conversation because I feel like he would have really jumped on this.
Oh, on all the dicks?
Just like you.
Yeah.
Man, how did we talk about so much dick but not make a Moody's gay joke yet?
Yeah.
Oh, you did not. And I'm happy with that. I'm fine with that. No. I think it's because
that's
you guys are just.
Well, I think he got really excited when we started talking about the Kevin Bacon dick tree because he's like, oh, I could take a few for myself.
Well, I think I think mainly most of it just became more about Kevin Bacon, you know.
Yeah, this really was about Kevin.
Yeah.
Really.
You don't have to bring me into this whole thing, you know. I'm fine with that.
I'm like, no, it's okay. I'm not here.
I hate Moody for his dick.
All right, on that note, thank you guys so much. This was wonderful. I had a blast, awesome. You know, so I'm looking forward
to talking to y'all.
I know.
Oh, yeah, the first time we've all talked together.
Yeah.
True.
Because, you know, I hate talking on the phone, so.
Oh, yeah, the phone. Oh,
we don't do that shit. Like, if people call, I purposely don't answer, and I just text neither. That.
Yeah.
Even a client, like, I was at this job the other week, and they kept trying to call me, and I'm like, nope.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Like, you hit the FU button, and then you text them, like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, anything that you can say, you can text. And they're like, but it's a lot. Well, then text a novel.
Right. Moody's like that. Moody likes to talk on the phone.
I'm old school. I don't really like...
You text me.
Me and him have had...
Well, we don't... Like, because I know a lot of people like to text, and so me and Sam talk a lot.
I give in every once in a while and talk to him on the phone. I give him a little bone.
Yeah,
I give you a little bone.
Yeah. Exactly, but
the problem is when I talk to Moody, because we don't talk so much like on the phone, then we end up talking for like 3 hours, and
that's
like,
why I don't like to talk on the phone.
Right,
I do the same thing.
Because we don't talk for so long, then all of a sudden when we do talk, it's like we have a lot to talk about, you know, or whatever. And so I mean, I do that with a lot of my friends. I'll talk for like hours and hours, and it's not. You know, I like it because because with texting, I get confused sometimes as to like if this person, you know, unless they're like showing anger, like emojis, I don't know how they feel, you know, or whatever. So like, I'm always oblivious to these things. I need them to actually tell me I'm fucking mad at you. And Sam will do that. You know,
I would tell you that. Oh, me too. See, Samantha,
I'm blunt.
No, you always know where you stand with me. That is absolutely, I am not passive aggressive. I
people
am like
that. I get along. I think that's why we get along, Crystals, because I'm the same way. It's like, trust me. Like, I mean, what? Me and Derek got into a little tiff not too long ago, and he's like, you're being passive aggressive. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm being aggressive.
Aggressive. Okay. Bringing it back to this movie, the fact that he held all that anger in is a problem. I don't hold it in. Trust me. I'm like, oh.
That's why it was so awkward, because it wasn't normal. Because, like, I'm sorry. If I found out somebody's cheating on me, like, I would go crazy. I'd be like,
Doesn't she even say a thing to him saying, like,
rather
you know,
yell?
Yeah, rather you be a normal person and yell at me instead of, you know, everything. And he was holding
it in. Well, she even said, even before that, I don't remember what it was, but he said something. And I remember her actually saying, like, and you're a passive aggressive dick. So before he found out, like, she actually literally said that verbatim. So,
And I can't handle that. Oh my God. I'm like, just tell me how you feel. If something's wrong, tell me. Yeah. I don't know. I can't read your freaking mind.
Yeah. And that's exactly how I guess you guys are, that you and Sam are, because I know Sam will tell me straight up, like, we've talked about this before, that anything she has to say, she'll tell me to my face, you know, like, and instead of anything that she's saying, like, you know, or whatever, if she's saying something to somebody else, she's going to say it to my face too. Like, you know, and I love that, because if you can have a relationship with somebody who's not, like, you know, like,
I can't understand.
But it's a double-edged sword, though, right, Crystal? Because a lot of people, I mean, if they're not like that, sometimes you get labeled as a bitch or difficult, or, you know what I mean? And it's like, no, man, like, I'm just being real. Like, I wish everybody could be like that. There'd be less conflict.
Uh-huh. And here's the thing, too. Once I say it and get it out and we talk about it, it's like done. Yeah. And I could be totally cool. And I literally let it go. Honestly, and people don't understand that. They're like, are you really? No, I'm over it. I'm actually okay.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. If I don't talk about it, I hold grudges. Like, you know, I'm like, I can't let it go.
Yep, me too. It's so much healthier, though. I know that. Like, I feel relief when I get that stuff out, you know?
Yeah.
Girl, that's good. And you've got two girls, and they're going to learn that. And it's, I'm so thankful for that part of my personality.
Yeah,
I know it's hard to be like that, but I appreciate it and I value it because I've seen too many of my girlfriends who are like,
ugh. Yeah. I mean, me and Moody have literally been on the phone where he's just listening to me like, this is what's wrong. And this is what's wrong. And this is what's wrong. Like I have like a PowerPoint presentation.
Yes. I know.
You're like, and, see here.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, all right, let's change yeah. this. Let's yeah. fix this. So that.
But you're also very receptive though. Cause some people aren't receptive to that kind of stuff. Oof. So Moody is one of those people that you can, like I do, I feel comfortable to, I mean, I would tell him one way or the other, but like our relationship works because like he hears, like he listens and he corrects things that need to be corrected.
I mean, I might still do the same thing more than once, you know, after I've been told not to do it because like, I mean, cause
that's sometimes, called being a man.
It's yeah, just right. cause I'm like, it's not because I didn't listen. It's because I'm stupid sometimes. Uh-huh. And I will admit that. Like, I will say yeah. that. Like, you can quote me on here. I can be stupid about shit because, like, if I'm stubborn, you know, when it comes to doing things my way. And then when I, you know, especially in film, you have to be receptive to other people's, you know, it's not you doing everything. You right. know, so you have to like, you know, mm-hmm. be down with everything. Unfortunately, there are a lot of filmmakers and a lot of people out there that feel like, you know, they're the only ones making the shit. So they're going to, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's a whole another topic.
Especially when people know more.
Or act like they know more.
And they don't want to talk more. About it and they just block you. Yeah. We've all had to deal with that.
it's so annoying. But that's.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and people don't like people that are like loud and you know yeah. and vocal.
We're, I know, stuff. Right? Like, you'd want a lot of people like me and Crystal on board.
Yeah,
because it honestly it's helpful, and I will be honest. I'll be like, "Girl, that doesn't look good on you.
Right.
How about you do this? Right. You know." And I know it's not the best thing to hear. You don't want to hear it, but I will tell you the truth because
well,
I
we're
care.
In such a social like media stifle now where it's like everyone wants to be positive and they see, which is great, but then they see any kind of non-positive comments as being negative and it's like, dude, mm-hmm. like I don't think that way. Like I'm a realist and like it's not me being negative, it's me speaking my truth and my opinion. And I'm yeah. like literally like, I have a right to say what I want. And if it's constructive do. It should be
constructive.
You single-handedly destroyed a movie.
Well, no, it's like
constructive.
Hey,
sometimes
it thing.
Needs to happen.
Thank you, ever. Crystal. Thank you. We agree. Like, see, this is why we're all gonna like have a great time working together. Because, like, yeah, we agree yeah. with that shit. Because, like, yeah. and that's the thing. Like, I think a lot of people are, you know, I don't know. It's one of those things where people just makes don't understand. Yeah, it's a sad kind of thing where if somebody says something and, you know, they like quote unquote ruin a movie or whatever, it's not they didn't do that. Like everybody else did, you know?
Right. Like, the only person capable of ruining your own movie is you.
Right.
Like yeah. nobody else can step in and ruin your movie, especially like the movie at hand. Like, they still could have made up the money that they lost. At first, it was just, what, $2,000? That could have been it. But then he kept, like, then he talked, then he said our names. And then they lost, like, $5,000 right after that.
Right. So, you know. And
let me tell you, Samantha, you're very talented and very knowledgeable. And if someone is not going to listen to you,
thank you. And all I try to do is help, really.
I'm sorry. And Derek, you're an amazing cinematographer. I just pressed
record, yo.
Shut up.
You really are. I think you're really good.
You
make a dynamic duo. And it's, I think you should be more valued. And if someone doesn't value you, then they're fools.
I will say this. I was, I did an interview with Brink Stevens. And I brought Derek's name up, and she said the most glowing review I've ever heard of a cinematographer.
That's awesome.
She said about him, I think this is the first time Derek's hearing this, but Brink said that that Derek has a vision in his head of where the camera is, where the camera should go, and if anyone tries to move it, he freaks out on them and tells them to get out of the way, you know, because this is where it needs to go, you know, and then the shots are beautiful is what she said. So there you go. Brink Stevens completely loves whenever you're on set, you know, doing
the why we get such a bad name for ourselves in a way, because we're just outspoken and we say what we want to say and we, you know, like we don't hold back. And I will never change that, you know, like, right. I mean,
what I hate is when somebody's like, they show me their film and they're like, well, what do you think? And I'm like, no, don't ask me what I think. I mean, the worst truth is most indie films I do not like. I'm sorry to say, I know people put their heart into it. They put all their attention. They, you know, and I know how long it takes to make these films. But I don't even like my own film. So it's like, why would I like?
I get it.
I mean, it's one of those things.
Especially
where,
when you don't have control of some things.
Right.
Well, my one of my biggest pet peeves is filmmakers who make a big deal out of, you know, reviews, you know, being bad or whatever. Because the truth is, you had somebody watch your movie. That's right. A big deal. You finished your movie. Right. You should get credit that you fucking finished a feature film, you know?
It's true.
So,
somebody who you have no clue who they are watched your film.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
did it.
Right.
You did it. Like, congratulations.
That's such a great way to look at it.
But here's the thing. If it's not good, that doesn't mean that you suck as a person.
And it could be good, and somebody still gives you a negative review. I mean, it's just like with keyboard warriors. Like, people, you know, a lot of people criticize what they can't do themselves, too. So, I mean, I've seen stuff that, like, really sucked that, like, totally deserved it. And I've seen stuff that was, you know, good that got bad reviews. I mean...
Sometimes I think it's mindset. So, you know, like I said, I did the Gruesome podcast. It's actually a lot of work and kind of hard to watch two movies a week to review. And sometimes I watch a movie and I'm like, I'm not going to do this justice. I need to watch it again because my mentality isn't where it should be watching that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've hated a movie and I'm like, this isn't fair. So I'll go back and watch it and realize I actually liked it. But I had a different mindset, and I wasn't
that's
as tired.
That's a good point that you bring up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, I think on that note, again, we said on that note like I don't know, 3 or 4 times already to wrap it up.
We got
but
Mexican food to eat, guys.
Yes, me too.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got shopping and dinner.
I got SpaghettiOs, so I'm good.
Go to Best Buy to look at their shitty horror films.
Well, there you go.
Good, though. Are you eating SpaghettiOs with meatballs at least?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, okay.
So on, next month, I think we're going to do Sweetheart, I think. Is that what
that's a great movie.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's Blumhouse. So I want to do one more Blumhouse.
I think you'll like
I'm done. I'm fucking out of here.
I want to see, because you said it was good, Crystal. So I'm actually...
That's good.
Kind of excited to check it out.
And I've been holding my pee for like the last 10 minutes.
It's quiet though. It's a slow burn. Okay, well, I will definitely talk to y'all soon though. Still.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely have you guys back on, and we'll have you, Crystal, back on soon.
Definitely. Just let me know.
Am I really this gray, or is it just the lighting?
No, you're not that gray.
God.
It's the kids. It's the kids, and it's me.
Yeah, kids are in your life.
Oh,
seriously.
They do. I'm so glad that they're not here right now.
Yeah.
Free.
But so my girlfriend, a serial killer, we're gonna have some announcements soon with that. We're gonna have some announcements.
We need to do
soon.
Auditioning.
I said that, right?
Yeah, we're gonna audition soon.
Yeah, but we were both talking. We would love to have the famous Crystal Cleveland.
Oh, you know, I'm down for whatever y'all want. I'm totally in with you guys. I love you.
All right. Let's do it.
You're the best. Seriously. Whatever
best.
You need.
You shut up. You're the best.
You're the best.
I can't wait.
Appreciate you.
We got stuff to do.
Yes, let's go eat.
Okay,
and thank
you, guys,
Jonathan. And let me know
you're
when.
You're
okay?
Welcome. Definitely. Okay. Everybody have a great night.
And you too.
And thank you all
love
for
you
listening.
Too. Love you
too. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Now, will we know when he's pointing to us? We'll just see. It'll be like, ah.